niskaven lahagvias a sugya from the Masafik now. Niskaven lahagvias a tolish. Somebody thought Moshe dropped a knife in the floor. He was in the middle of a field, and he dropped a knife. And he was niskaven now to pick up the knife. Niskaven lahagvias a tolish. He thought he's going down to pick up a knife. By mistake, when instead of picking up the knife, he picked up the cucumber that was attached to the ground. He cut off something that was mechuber. He's potter. Such as that, he's potter from the chattis, he's potter from the korban. That's not called the shogi. This is called misasik. So Rashi, niskavin like bias atolish, could go into nofos sakin daruga sayeret. He dropped the knife in the middle of the Iraqis. Niskaven like bia, and he asked Kavara now to pick up the knife. That's what he was Isaac in, picking up the knife. V'chot techesa mechuben, by mistake, he picked up the cucumber, is potter. V'chsev, the potik sev, ashechot abo. He has to do a chet. V'darshina b'krisis prat, l'misasek b'dover acher. Ashechot abo means he's being Isaac in this chet. Here is being Isaac and doing something else. V'osa dover ze, and by mistake, he thinks he's being Isaac picking up a knife, which is Tolush, and by mistake he picks up Mechuber. That's called Mesasi. V'shegit hechidomi, where's the case where you are chayiv v'chatis, a korban? That's even do the chet b'shegit. What's called the shegit? The grenchin is kavin l'kach. You knew there's a cucumber there, you knew the cucumber attached to the ground, and you have kavod to pick up the cucumber. Avol shogag, your mistake was, to serve v'shena yem Shabbos. Either you forgot today was Shabbos, that's why you thought it was mutum. Or you saw v'shem lochazum ateris. Or else you didn't know you're not allowed to pick off a cucumber off the ground or when it's attached. But you knew clearly what you're doing. That's called a shogeg. V'zeh mesasek bihagbo hoyo v'loy dechaticha. Mashegen al, in case you were mechavin and picking up something, picking up a knife. You were not mechavin to do a zach of chaticha. So that's called mesasek yipotah. Azayzot. This is the first man, yeah. Rav Omar. He knew there are cucumbers on the ground, but he thought there are some cucumbers that are attached to the ground still growing, and there are some cucumbers that were cut off from before Shabbos. So he asked Kavara now to cut up a cut cucumber. He thought he's going to pick up now the cucumber that's already cut off. She had asked to cut off now from the cut cucumber, which is mutter. And by mistake, he went and cut the cucumber that was still attached to the ground. Is this still called Mesasek or not? Rav Rama Potter. Rav says, yes, it's still called Potter, it's still called Mesasek. Why? Because you're not Isaac of doing a Malachas Isser. You thought you're doing a Malachas Heter. You thought you're cutting up cucumbers that was already cut off from before Shabbos. So you're being Isaac of doing a Chatichas Heter. And by mistake, it comes out you're doing a chetichas iser. That's also called masasik. Abayi Rama mechayiv. Abayi says yichayiv. Because I call upon him, you're mechavim to do what you're doing. You have kavanah to cut cucumbers. And you are cutting cucumbers. That's doing what to show you. That's not called masasik. His rabbi, Rama Potter, rabbi says you put here, doloi niskavan a chetichas yisura. That's also called masasik. Since you didn't have kavanah to do a chetichas yisura, you thought you're cutting up a cut cucumber ready, so that's mutter to do on Shabbos, so that's called masasik. You don't realize you're doing it now, because you think you're doing something else. Abaye Ramachai, Abaye says, no, that's no p'tur masasik. Still yechayif. Why? To akol mechav and achaticha b'yamon. Akol ponim, you have kavona to do the maisa you are doing. You're doing the maisa of cutting up a cucumber, and you know that, that's your das. You think this cucumber is mutter? That doesn't make masasik. Masasik of the pshat is you have kavon to do a different mice altogether. Like before, you think you start picking up a knife. You're not oisik b'chlal and cutting something. And it comes out you cut off the cucumber, that's called masasik. But here where you know you're cutting something, you have not to cut. Just you think you're cutting a hetet dikazach, that's not called masasik according to Rova. This is the machlekes, according to Baye. This is the machlekes, Rova and Abaye, how far does masasik go? So Rashi, do lo yichavin achaticha yisura, b'shigas Shabbos, oy b'shigas melocha. He didn't know he's doing a mice iser, just he forgot today was Shabbos, so he thought this mice was mutter. Elo mesasek v'chtichas heter. He taken knew it today is Shabbos, And he said, I knew you're not allowed to cut cucumbers on Shabbos off the ground. But he thought he's cutting a cut cucumber already. So that's called Masasik according to Rava. Ma'ashenken Abayi says, no, that's not a term Masasik. The Pasuk says, Ashechota bo. Pratla Masasik means you have to be Isaac in a different mice altogether. But if you're being Isaac in this mice, even though you think the mice is mutter, that's not called Masasik according to Abayi. So the Mara my Rava. Minoa Minolo, that this is also called Masasik. Abiyi not mechavan to do an iser, that's called Masasik. Titania, we went to the Braisa. Choymer Shabbos Misha Mitzvahs. Shabbos is more chomer than all mitzvahs, other mitzvahs are Torah. For Choymer Sham Mitzvahs Mishabbos. And Sham Mitzvahs has a special chumron over Shabbos. This whole Braisa will soon explain every part of it. Choymer Shabbos Misha Mitzvahs. What's the point that Shabbos is more chomer than Sham Mitzvahs? Shabbos also shtayim bele mechod chayiv al kol achas v'yachas. By Shabbos, even though they do the same chet twice, the hele mechod yichayiv tu chatois. And we'll soon see what case about. Where we know you only chayiv one chatis. If you kotzar and then kotzar again bele mechod on one Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis. The other price says no, that Shabbos is also shtayim bele mechod. We'll soon see what shtayim means. It could be shtayim. Posh shtayim means two different avos melachos. Forget you were kotzar and then you were tochan. So even though it's delo mechod, chayiv akolachos v'yachos. Since they're two separate melachos, you chayiv two chatois. Ma'ashenkein v'sham mitzvus. Ma'ashenkein v'sham mitzvus. You're not chayiv two chatois. And that's the Gemara against mechitesi. By shar averish should be the same melacha. If you do two different, you eat chaylev and you eat dam. Even though it's delo mechod, you chayiv two chatois. So we'll soon see what does it mean by Sham Mitzvahs, even though you do two chatoyim, you only chayiv one korban. Baita b'choymer Sham Mitzvahs mishabbos, what's more choymer about Sham Mitzvahs than Shabbos? She b'Sham Mitzvahs, shogag b'loy miskavein chayiv. If you were shogag, you did it never b'shogin, without kavona, you chayiv a korban. Mashen came b'Shabbos. Mashen came by Shabbos, there's a p'tur m'sasek here, since you're not miskavein, you potter. It's called a shogag b'loy miskavin. You were shogag, but you didn't have kavanah to do what you're doing. So by shara veiris yichayiv, mashen came by Shabbos yipotur. This is a riot to Rava. That calls the man you're not miskavin to do the yisr, you say yipotur by Shabbos. So Rashi, kula meforish lo v'yozel. So Timur, omamah, choy me Shabbos misham mitzvahs. Shabbos has a chumra over sham mitzvahs. Shah Shabbos by Shabbos, also, shtayim bele mechod chayiv akolachas v'yachas. If you do two different molochis, bele mechod, still yichayiv two chatois, for each moloch has a special chatis. Poshut. Ma'ashem came with Sham Mitzvah. Sham Mitzvah doesn't have this din. For the Gemara, hechidomi, how are you talking about? Why doesn't Sham Mitzvah have this din? Ilay madiyov tzirut chino, if it means mamash, you did two different molochis on Shabbos. You were first koitza, you cut off the teres, and then you made a chino. That's why yichayiv two chatois. To chatoyis, for the Gemara, the kavosa gav sham mitzvahs. What's the same case by sham mitzvahs that you want to say you only chayiv one? You have to say ofa chelib. The person first paid chelib v'dam, and then he went ahead and he ate dam. Rabbi Elazar, for the Gemara, hochatati mechayiv, vochitati mechayiv. It's not true what you're saying. What you say is only chayiv one chatas by sham mitzvahs. He should also be chayiv to chatoyis. Since he ate chelib and then dam, the two separate averis. Feach avera vadis mechalik ki mechayiv a special chatis. Shashi chelav gibdam dum yedit chinuk tziro shein shnei gufen. They're two different guf averis. So in both cases yechayiv two meluchas. So the Gemara Eli, you have to say shar mitzvahs loy mechayiv elachoda. Where's the case that by shar mitzvahs yoni chayiv one hechidomi the ochal chelav he ate chelav in the morning v'chelav and then an hour later he ate again chelav behele mechod. But since it was the same chet being done twice, but hella mechod, you only chayiv one chatis. Fredrik Morris also no good. What's the same case by Shabbos that you want to say you chayiv two? What's the same case? The Yovad Ksiro Ksiro. He cut one, he pulled off one apple, and then an hour later he pulled off another apple. Fredrik Morris, hokachodim mechayiv, hokachodim mechayiv. It's not true. You're not chayiv two by Shabbos. If you do the same malacha twice, bela mechod, it's in between, you did not know you did the chet, you write on the chayiv one chatis. So where do you have the chumra of Shabbos over Shar malachas? Now the Gemara, Liyelam Diyavet Ksiru Tchina. Havad, we're talking about Yechayiv Tu Chatoyes by Shabbos is, where you did the whole two separate Molochas. You did a Moloch of Ksiru, and then you did a Moloch of Tchina. That's Yechayiv Tu. Umayyah, but the Kasha was, Ma'ashen came by Sham Mitzvah. What do you mean by Sham Mitzvah? You only Chayiv 1. By Sham Mitzvah, all she's Bechayiv 2. If you ate Dam and Chilu, she's Bechayiv 2 Chatoyes. The Territ is, we're talking about Avodah Zorah. We're talking about somebody does the chet of Avodah Zorah, is the Edith Avodah Zorah. Who could Reb Ami? The Yom Reb Ami, Zivuch, if somebody shechs a cover for Avodah Zorah, the Kitter, then he makes a Ktori, burns it for Avodah Zorah. The Nisach, or else he pours the Yain, Lashem Avodah Zorah. The Helamechas, he does all these three Chatoyim together, Velamechad, is a Chiddush for Avodah Zorah, and a Chayiv Elachas. You only Chayiv one Chatas for Avodah Zorah. That's out of Dimi. So it means here, Sham Mitzvah doesn't mean Stam Sham Mitzvah Atayram, it means only the Mitzvahs of Avodah Zorah. So Drashi, the Rav Dimi, the Masechta Sanhedrin, the Paradal, the Mitzvahs Yalap, the Milse, the Mikroa, the Enchilach HaTorah Liyakim, turns out from Sukkah, like the Din, Avodah Zorah, even though you do three different Avodahs, to the Avodah Zorah, you only have one Chatis. So that's what it means, Mashenkin, the Sham Mitzvahs. It means Avodah Zorah. For the Gemara, Bezoi B'maya, Kimta Avodah Zorah. You want to say that this Bryce is talking about Avodah Zorah. But Bezoi Eim Sefer, what does the Sefer say? Choyme B'Sham Mitzvahs, there's a chumrah of Sham Mitzvahs now, which will mean Avodah Zorah, over Shabbos. What's the chumrah? Shebisham Mitzvahs, Shogak B'loi Miskaven. If you were Shogig, and you also have no kavon to do it, like you get like Misasik, there were Chayiv. Ma'ashen came B'Shabbos. But by Shabbos, Kozuman you're not Miskaven to do the Yisr, that's more than a Shogig, that's called like Misasik, you're not Mechaven to do the Yisr, you're Potter by Shabbos. Fred Gemara, Hai Shogig, Blay Miskaven, the Avodah Zorah, Echidomi. Where's the case that you want to tell me Misasik is Chayiv Avodah Zorah? That you say not a posture to Shogig, it's not the Pshat that you stomp, forgot, never be able to Avodah Zorah. But you're not Miskaven, like you don't have Kavanah to do the Avodah Zorah. If you don't have the kavanah to do it, where's the case that you chayiv avodah zorah taka? Hey, Gidami, where's this case? Eli mukasava beisa knesesu vishtacha v'lo. If you want to tell me, he walked into a church. No, he thought it was a beis kneses. He thought it was mamash shul, and he went to bow down there. No, his kavanah was to bow down to Hashem. He thought he's davening to Hashem. That's called leini miskavin. For the Gemara, Libel Hashemayim, Pshiti is not Chayiv Chatzis then. He didn't deen Avodah Zorah, even though he's bowing down in a church. But since his lev is to Hashem, he thinks he's in shul right now, Avad is not Chayiv Avodah Zorah. So Drashi Vishtacha Bolo, you want to say, Vainu Shogeg Shi Avodah Zorah, Boloi Miskavein, Shloi Niskavein, Nishtacha Avodah Zorah, whereas he's mamish in a church, bowing down, that's called the Shogeg, and he's not Mischavim because he thinks he's in Shul. He's not Mischavim Mechlal to bow down to the church. Fred Gemara Enechnan, Levad Mispotadim, Harelibu Leshemayim, Oma Chiyav Yeshchen, how could he even Mechayiv in such a case? Afilu Yoda, Shubes Avoid Zora, even if he taka knows he's in church. Vishtachav Avoid Leshemayim, but when he bows down, he asks Kavon to bow down to Hashem, not to the Getchka there, is Ein Chiyav Khan. There's no Chiyav in such a case. You only have Avodah Zorah if you mamish din to Avodah Zorah. That means you bow down, Hashem, to Avodah Zorah. But if you're bowing down even in church, but you have kavanah, libo l'shamayim, you're potter. So you're talking about chayiv in this case of Shabbos. So what are you saying about Avodah Zorah that ain't a miskaven is chayiv? The yellow, you have to say about Avodah Zorah, the case is, Zuchose Andarta. He saw a statue of the melech. Trashi Andarta, Suras HaMelech. He saw a statue of the king. Shoysin L'chover HaMelech. People don't make L'Shem Egechka, they only make it as Kavod HaMelech. Vishtachav Lo, and this Yid now bowed down to this Tzelem, to this statue of the Melech, he bowed down. V'lo L'Shem Elohus, he didn't bow down to Makabu the Melech as a god, he didn't do it to Shem Avodah Zorah, he stand bowed down L'Kavod, to Makabu the Melech, that's what you want to say. So the Marvela de Chazi Andarta, we're talking about a case where he saw this statue. V'sogad Lo, and he bowed down to the statue. For the Moravayat Echidami, how are we talking about where the Isser you want to say now the Chiddush, that by Avodah Zorah, if you bow down to Avodah Zorah without Mischavim, you chayib Avodah Zorah. Where's the Chiddush here by bowing down without Mischavim, you chayib? You want to say bow down any Mischavim mean, you bow down to the statue of the king, and you bow down. Echidami. if you're makabel this statue of the king to make him your getchka, you're bowing down the shame of the Zorom, Fredimar, then made it who? That's that can't be Pshan the Braisa. The Braisa is telling me you were a Shagig, and you're not Mishavan of the Zorom, and you're Chayiv. If you're telling me you're bowing down to this king, and you're makabel him for your getchka, and your mamish bowing down the shame of the so I was like, you're Chayiv, that's amazing, that's mamish avoid the Zorom. Elamai, you bow down to the statue. Stam, not you mekabel him for a getchko. No, they made a statue of the king, the Chabad the Melech, so you stam giving cover to the Melech like everybody else does. Not because he's Eloho, he's not making him for a god, you stam making him for a cover for the Melech. For the moral law, Klumu, you didn't do anything. That's not a case of you, the Chayiv avoid the Zorom. You can't say you're Chayiv avoid the Zorom in such a case. So, Baisu, what's Pshan the Bryce? The Bryce says there's a Chaymer of Sham Mitzvahs over Shabbos. That by Sham Mitzvah, you do it, Mitzchavein, you are Chayiv. And Shabbos, ain't a Mitzchavein, is Potter. What do you mean you're Chayiv Avoid Azor? In such a case, it's not called Avoid Azor? Elo, the case is Meyavo Meyira. We're talking about when you're bowing down to this Getchko, Meyavo and Meyira. What does that mean, Meyavo and Meyira is a trashy? Meyavas Odom. The reason why you're bowing down to this statue of the king, because you love the king. Not so much you mamish be mekablim for lohus, you're not making him for getchka, but you love him, that's why you're bowing down to him. Oy meyiris odem, hishtach vel avoy dezoru. Or else because you're afraid of somebody, you bow down to an emes avoy dezoru. There's no more, we're not talking about our statue of the king anymore. We're talking about there's not much a getchka here, there's not avoy dezoru here. And you're a yid, you're bowing down to avoy dezoru. You know it's an avoy dezoru. No, why isn't it called Major then? Why is it called Einim Eschavin? Because the reason why you're bowing down to him is not because really you want to deem the avoid the Zerum, just you're afraid of the guy. There's a guy next to you that you're afraid of, you're afraid he'll kill you. He's telling you bow down to the avoid the Zerum. So you attack a bowing down now to the avoid the Zerum, and you know it's an avoid the Zerum, but the reason why you're doing it is because you're afraid of the guy. What din does that have? Are you chayiv in such a case or not? Elo miyava miyura. The reason why you're bowing down to this getchka now, this avoy dezoru, is because either you love the goy and you want to bow down because you want to be nice to the goy, or else because you're afraid of the goy. So that's called you're not mischaven for avoy dezoru. For the gemara, no, that's the machlokes in the gemara Sanhedrin. Ha nichol abaye diyom achayiv. Loit abaye that says in such a case shechayiv, then it's good. That will be a case of avoy dezoru. You're not mischaven mamish to bow down to worship the getchka of getchka long. As the getchkalon, you wouldn't do it. But the reason why you're doing this is because you're afraid of your friend, or else because you love your friend. That's why you're doing it. So Abaye Taka says, in such a case, you are chayiv avoy dezoru, then it's good as braisa. That's called einim eschavin, still you chayiv. El l'rava d'yamapotam, but Rava says, in such a case, that's not called you dinin avoy dezoru. To din avoy dezoru, to be mechayiv chatis, or chayiv misa is, where stam, your own free will, you go down to bow down to the getchka. But here, when you're bowing down to the getchka only because you're afraid of a guy, or else because you love the guy, that's not called dinin avoy dezoru. So according to Rava, Jemamish Potet, Shrik Shara al-Braisa. Al-Braisa says here by Shah Mitzvahs, by avoy dezoru, you are chayiv ben miskaven. If this is the case, it's Shver, Rava says you're Potet. El Rav, Yama Potet, Maik Lameimah. So Rashi, Elazot Kumar B'yoyna Mutar. I tell you, the case of Avoy Dezorah, where you deem down to Avoy Dezorah, the Loi Mitzchavin that was saying Yechayiv, means in the case of Oina Mutter. Yid is mamish bowing down to a Getchka. And he knows it's an Avoy Dezorah, and he's bowing down to worship the Avoy Dezorah. No, why is it called Eina Mitzchavin? Because he thinks it's Mutter. He never learned there's an Issa Torah to bow down to Avoy Dezorah. That's called Oina Mutter. So an Oina Mutter is Chayiv Avoy Dezorah. So Drash Yeloboy Mamutur, Kagoin Gersh and Mizgayer Ben Alochim. Talking about a Goy was Mizgayer, and he never learned Alochis. Right away he went back to live between the Goyim. Kisova Shein Avoy Dezorah Batorah. He thought there's no East of Avoy Dezorah. But Korrele Shegel Boy Mizchavin. Maybe that's Pshan the Braisa. That's called you were Shegeg and you're not Mizchavin. But you're not Mizchavin to go Kenega the Rotzen Hashem. You never knew that's the Rotzen Hashem. You never knew there's Nisa to deep Avoy Dezorah. And for that you Chayiv Avoy Dezorah. The Gemara was a strict Mashenkin the Shabbos, the Brisa says Mashenkin Shabbos the Potter Legamri. That on Shabbos in such a case you put Legamri. So the Gemara, Alkokoch Ad Kan Loi Boyim Menei Rovim Rav Nachman. Rov only cleared the Shalach from Rav Nachman Elei Lechiyuvei Chodo Elechiyuvei Tarta. That what's called Ayin Mutter by Shabbos? Before we had the case was, what's called Emes HaShogeg, the Gemara says, you were Shogeg B'zeh B'zeh. That means you forgot today was Shabbos, and you forgot this Melacha was awesome. If you forgot this Melacha was awesome, what does that mean? It means you're saying on Shabbos today, I'm allowed to do this Melacha. That's called the Shigas Melacha. Every Shigas Melacha means, I'm a mutter. Because you forgot or you never learned, you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. So a Shogeg means you're going to plow now. Why? Because you think you're allowed to plow on Shabbos. That's called I'm a mutter. And we know Yechai the Chata in such a case like that. So how could you say Ma Hashem came by Shabbos? That I'm a mutter is potter. Avad I'm a mutter is chayiv. So the more there, you only have a shailel ichu v'chodo l'chuyu v'tarta. In the case where the guy was a shogeg, he forgot about Trey with Shabbos, and he forgot about the melacha was awesome. So shailel ichu, and then he did two or three melachas. Do we say the ichu shkogez, if he got Trey with Shabbos, he's only chayiv one? Or do we say, no, look at the shigas melacha, and he's chayiv three? Abo miftu l'gamri loy, but nobody said you put l'gamri. So Rashi, Ad Kamak Boy Mene Rav Nachman Helam Zeb Zeb Yodai, where you forgot both Shabbos and the Melachos. Mal, you have a Pirkei Dainu Oyma Mutter. That's called Oyma Mutter. The Yomer ain't Shabbos with Torah. Hainu Helam Zeb Zeb. He forgot Trei was Shabbos. It means he didn't know Trei was Shabbos, or and he didn't know the Melachos were also. And still we say Yechayi by Shabbos. So the Gemara says, "Srik Shved is Brisa." How does the Brisa say that? Einu Miskaven is Chay by Shabbos Melachos and is Potter by Shabbos. So the Gemara El Alav Reisha BeYakim. I'll tell you that's true. The Reisha that says that if you do two Melachos, you Chay by Shabbos, but by Shar Averis. If you do two Melachos, you have only Chay of one. That's talking about Avoy Dezor Taka. But that was the Chiddush. If you didn't Avoy Dezor, you make a Shtachavo, and then you Makater, and then you Manaseach. That's Rav Dimas Din. You only Chay of one Chatas Avoy Dezor. That's the ratio. Of the Seif of Shar Mitzvahs. I'll tell you though, the Seif of the Brisa is talking about Shar Mitzvahs. V'shogag blei miskaven. What does the Sefer of the Brisa say? That if you do a chet b'shogig and you're not miskaven, b'shar mitzvahs it says yichayiv, and by Shabbos you potter. V'hechi domi, where's the case that by shar averis yichayiv? That's by chelev. V'sova deshumenhu v'yochloi. And the case was the person went to eat chelev. So the reason why he ate his chelev was he thought any miskaven. He's not miskaven duzo an aver at all. He thought he's eating shumen. Shumen is heftedika meat, heftedika fat. It's mutterdika fat. So when he went to eat this chelov now, he mamish thought it was mutter. He thought what he's eating is shumen. And still we say yechayiv by chelov. Mashenken b'shabbos the potter. Mashenken, in such a case like that, by Shabbos the potter. It's called mesasek by Shabbos and mesasek the potter. What does that mean? Dineschavin l'chatech etatolish. We're talking about the person has cucumbers on the ground. Now, some cucumbers are still attached, still growing, and some cucumbers were already cut off before Shabbos. Now, he had asked now to cut up the cucumbers that was cut off before Shabbos. The Niskavin Lachatech Es HaTolish. He had Kavona to cut off the cut cucumbers. And by mistake, V'chotech Es HaMechubah. By mistake, when he went to cut, he cut the cucumbers that was still attached to the ground. And the potter, the Brisa says he potter. This is a Raya Terovah that's also called Mesasik. Even though, in both cases, you know Chloe cutting up cucumbers, you have Kavona to cut cucumbers, but since one cucumber is mutter to cut, it's already detached from before Shabbos. So that's called Mitzasik. You're Mitzasik in cutting Heter, and it comes up later, you cut Iser, you take a potter by Shabbos. The only time you chayiv is only by Chelev, because of the Klal Shekein Yenem. By Chelev, when you eat Chelev and Shumen, even though Yom Achav and teach Shumen, let that be a Ptur Masasek, by there we say a Svar Shekeinena. Since when you're eating the Chelev, you're having Hanor, when you have Hanor, you're Chayef and Masasek. But by Shabbos, when you have Kavonah to cut cucumber, so you think you're doing a Mais Heter, and it comes out you're really cutting the attached, the cucumber that's Mechubah, your potter that's called Masasek. Drashi, the Sava Shuman Vuachlet, Vinyl the Shogag, the Sava Shumanu, Hulay Niskavan Locha Chelev, Vichayev, Viafa Pid the Masasik, even though you're Masasik, the Rova, the Lay Miskavan Lachin Sister, Yinan Machayev, a cloud Tidisti, you think eating Shuman, Chayev, why? The Yamashmo Bakrisis, the Chelev Arois Masasik Chayev Shkainen, it's a new swarm. But if you boil Nisha when you're Masasik, you think it's your wife and it comes out to your sister, your chayiv achat is there. I am a sasek, a new svar shekeinena. When you have hanor doing the ma'aseh, that's mechayiv you. Avo b'shabes potter, t'lenen, you have no hanor. Avo kol potter, behind the siyat of the day, there's a raya to Rava. The Yaman is kavan the chadak as a tolish. Rava says this is also called masasing. When you know kloy, you're cutting cucumbers. Just you think you're cutting hetzidik of cucumbers, and it comes out you're cutting hetzidik of cucumbers. That's also called masasing. So kur is a kasha abaya. Abaya said in such case it's not called masasing yichayim. Abaya says what's called masasing when you stam think you're picking up a knife that fell on the ground. So you dechlal have no das to cut anything. And instead of picking up the knife, you picked up the cucumber that was attached. That's called masasing. Because you didn't have das bechlal to cut something. You thought you stopped picking up a knife that fell down. And by mistake, you picked up the attached cucumber. That's the case of masasing. But in the case when you know you're cutting cucumbers, just one is mutter and one is usser, according to Abaya, that's not called masasing. That's a violin of our braisim. For Abaya, shogak blei miskaven hechi domi, that we say yechayiv by chelev, the sova reiku ubolu. We're talking about a case where this fat was melted down, and this person, the chlal, didn't even think he's eating fat at all. He thought it's tam spit there, it's tam reik, and he went to eat there to swallow the roke. That's called masasig. Like you don't have kavona the chlal to eat fat, not even shuman. Your mamish think it's tam spit. And it comes out, you're eating chelev, it's different maisa gamri. As you think like you're stam swallowing up a spit, and it comes out, you're eating chelev, that's called masasik yipotter. Mashenkem b'shabbos to potter. Mashenkem by Shabbos masasik is potter. What's the case yipotter according to Bayan? The case is like the niskaven like b'yas atolish. Like you dropped the knife there, something that's tolish. And you have das stam to pick up the knife. By mistake, instead of picking up the knife, you picked up the cucumber. That's the case you put. That's called masasig. You don't have kavanah bechlal to do a maisa cutting. You have kavanah stam to do a maisa picking up something, not to do a maisa cutting. But according to Abaya, in a case where you have das to cut the cucumbers, even though you think you're cutting already cucumbers that was cut off the ground before Shabbos, so really you think you're doing a mutrika cutting. By mistake it comes out you're cutting the cucumbers that are mechuba trakarko according to Abaya, chayiv, yechayiv chata, such a case. That's not called mesasli. That's called stamashogi. Mesasli according to Abaya means you have das to do a different maisla gamri. I have das tam picking up something, not cutting, pulling off the ground. That's called mesasli. Or else by chelev, you have das to swallow spit. That's a new maisla swallowing spit. And it comes out, not spit, really it's melted down fat, so it comes out eating fat, that's a different maisla gamri. That's the case of masasig yipotem. That's the case of masasig. But the chiddush is, by chelev yitakechayiv. Why shekeinena? Whenever you have a nor from the maisa vera, the hanene is mechayiv you. Mashen kein b'shabes, according to Abaya, this is the p'tur masasig. But in the case where you have das to cut the cucumbers, just you think it's mutter, and it comes out of tzosser, it's like a chayav according to Abaya.
You're right, and the side of Belia, why Belia is different, is like Rashi says, that Belia is lav derech achila. So according to Abaya, if the person is mechaven to swallow the spit, so you mechaven to swallow like the spit, that's not called a dvar achila. And it comes out, really, you're eating chelev. So that's called Eina Mischavin. Because you're not Mechavin Mechal to do a Maisa Achila. Mashenken, by chelev and shumen, where you're Mechavin to do a Maisa Achila, just you think it's shumen, and really it's chelev, in such a case, according to Baya, that's not called Masasa Bechlal, and you're chayiv even by Shabbos.
It's a fine gimel in the top of two dots. Itma, niskaven lizrog shtayim. You had kavon on Shabbos to throw a chayfetz, two amas. Vizorek arvam. By mistake, you threw it arva amas. So shalom, is this called mesasik or not? Is this called your oisik in doing something heter? You thought you stam throwing the two amas away, even though you're standing b'shus rabim, there's no iser. And then by mistake, the ball went four amas, so you threw something dal damas b'shus rabim. It's the same machlokes he had before. Rav Amar Potter. Rav says this is considered misasik. Because you're being oisik, you're doing a maisa heter. Throwing something two amas is not a maisa iser. And by mistake it came out to be a maisa iser, that's called misasik. It's not called a shogig. Shogig means you know what you're doing. Just either you think today is not Shabbos, or else you think it's mutter to throw dal amas b'shus rabin. But you know, Chloe, you have das to throw dal amas. Here you only had that to throw two amas, which is heter, and by itself it came out to be four. That's called misasik. Abaye ro mechayv. Abaye says no yechayv, because I call upon you be misasik and doing a ma'aser zrika. You have that to throw. The balti you have that to throw. That's not. There's no pter misasik. Even though you don't have that to throw four, you only have that to throw two. That's also called chayv. Says Rashi. But another machlokes is Rav Mapoted. Now more mazvis this Rav Mapoted the loyker mechaven lizrika the arbor. You didn't have kavona kopon to do a mice iser, even though you had kavona to do a mice zrika. But you only had to throw two amis. That's not called a mice avera. Abaye Rav mechayiv to a kol mechaven lizrika the alma. That's not called mesasik. I call upon him, you had kavon to do a ma'aser zrika. Ah, you thought you're doing two, and now it comes out to be four. That blives the shogig. For this case, you chayiv on Shabbos Echadis. Kisova, another case now. Kisova Rishus HaYochid. Somebody thought where he's standing is a Rishus HaYochid. Or else he knows he's in a Rishus HaRabim. No, he thinks he's a Rishus HaYochid. So he threw in this Rishus HaYochid. The name says Rishus HaRabim. Come to say, where we're standing is in a Rishus HaRabim. So he did a ma'aser avera now. As he thought, his mechitza is there, it's mutter to throw the ball in Rishus HaYochid. And it came out now with Rishus HaRabim. Rav Rav Mapoter. Rav L'Shitos, so this is called Nesasik, because you're not mechav to do a ma'aser. You're doing a ma'aser zrika of heter. V'abayi Rav Mechayit, nochem ol, v'abayi says Yechayit. What's the Ezra? Rav Rav Mapoter, doloi mechav in the zrika of Yisura. You didn't have kavon to do a zrika of Yisura. You thought you're throwing Rishus HaYochid. Rishus HaYochid, you're allowed to throw. I came out of Rishus HaRabim, that's called Mesasek, that's Potter. V'abayi Rav Mechayiv, so I call Mechav on the Zrika V'Yalma. This is not a Pter Mesasek, because I call Potter, you had Kavonah to do the Maitse you were doing. You knew you were doing, you had Kavonah to do a Zrika, and you did a Zrika. I, it's not an Isser, that's not called Mesasek. Abayi's Pshat, the Mesasek Alamol is, you think you're doing a different Maitse Lagamri, like we had before, in the case where a knife fell down on the floor, and you have that to pick up the knife. And by mistake, instead of picking up the knife, you picked off the cucumber off the ground. So that's mesasik according to Abaye. Because you're not mechaven bechlal to do a ma'isak tzira of cutting. You have kavanah stam to pick up the knife that fell down. That's called mesasik. But here we have kavanah to do the ma'isak zrika. Just you think it's a zrika that tera, and it comes out now to be a zrika disura, but Abaye, that's no pter mesasik. So tomorrow tzricha. I need all these three machlekes and we had what's the pter for mesasik. Three machloikasim. The first case was by a knife falls down. Or the machloikas there was if you have cucumbers on the ground. Some cucumbers are still attached, and some cucumbers were cut off before Shabbos. And you have kavanah to cut up the cucumber that was cut up before Shabbos. So you have kavanah to cut cucumbers, but you think you're doing a ma'aser heter. So and it came out that you cut the isadika cucumber. You cut now the cucumber that's still attached. That was the first machlokes Abaye of Ravon. Ravon says your pot that's called mesasik because you're not mechavin to cut the cucumber that was still attached. You thought you're cutting the cucumber that was cut off from before Shabbos, so you thought you're doing a ma'aser de tera. That's called mesasik. Abaye says no, yichayiv, because I call upon him. You have kavanah to cut cucumbers, whether it's Easter or Heter, that doesn't make mesasik. That was the first machlokes. Then we have a machlokes here where you have kavanah to throw only two amis, and it came out you threw four amis. And then the third case is we threw Rishus HaYochid. You thought it was Rishus HaYochid, and it came out with Rishus HaRabim. So tomorrow it's Tzricha. I need the Machlokes in all three cases. The Yashmin and Kamais, if I just hear the first case, we have Kavanah to cut the cucumbers. But you thought you're cutting one that was already cut off, and it came out now you're cutting the one that's still attached. Behikom HaRava. Here I would say Rava says Yipotim. Do'aloikem Echavim Lachaticha Disurim. You have no Kavanah doing Yisr at all. As you think the cucumber is cut off, if the cucumber was cut off before Shabbos, cutting up the cucumber is not a ma'aser aveira at all. So you're not mechavan to do an iser at all. That's where Rava says you potter. Even though later by mistake you cut the cucumber that's still attached, that's called mesasik yipotter. Abu neshkavin is v'kshtayim. But in the case where you know you're in Rishus HaRabim and you have the bull and you have kavon only to throw two amis, v'zorak arba, and by mistake you threw it four amis, here I would think Rava hol moedi yichayiv. Maybe this is not a pter mesasik. Why? The arbor b'loy tarti le'mizrikle. Whenever you have to throw four, before it gets to four, first you have to throw two. So two is a part of the yisur. So since you had das to throw two amas away, that's considered you had das to do like a half of the yisum. And from this two it came out to be four. You had das to do a mix of the four, I'll call upon him. Even though two by itself is heter. But you had das to do a mix of the four, a mix of the yisum. Is Zayma Modzal Alavaya? Maybe that's not kush. Was? I so said so. But you have das to do a mix of the four. The four is the yisum. Two is a chelik of four. So since she had asked to do a mixas of the four, maybe you'll be chayiv. Kamashman even here also is called mesasid. So trashu tzricha liyafluge bekuli. You need the machlokes all over. Afagad the dom ladodi. Even though they're a little dom ladodi, it's still a little chilek. The arbo b'letat lemiz dorik. V'zesh neskav l'shtayim. If you had kavon to throw a kolpon two amis, v'zorak arbo nasis machshavta. Kolpon epis. What he had kavon was done. To yesh bechlal dal shtayim. Before you throw four amis, you have to throw two amis. Hilkach lav mesasri. That's not called mesasri. Like you had kavona to do a mixus of the four, so that's not called a ganza mesasri. Only when you cut the cucumbers, you thought bechlal you're cutting mutvik cucumbers. So you had no das of a chelik of an isim. Mashenken here too is a chelik of four. Maybe it's enough das to be mechayiv. Kamashpon stu yipotah. So the marviyash mina b'hol. Let's just say the machlik is. When you have das to throw two and it came out to be four, I would tell you, b'hoko amarovon. Do loy meschavin lizrika diabo. Because Jacobonim, you didn't have kavona to throw four amis. You only had kavona to throw two amis. And two amis by itself is nothing. So right, it's called, you had no kavona to do a mice Israel at all. But the third case, alba kasava rishus ayochid. V'nimtsu rishus rabim. The last case was, you thought you were in rishus ayochid. And then it's saying you had kavona to throw it four amis. You knew you're throwing four amis. So you knew you're doing the maisa. Just you thought this maisa is b'shus yachid, it's mutter. The mechavim is rika diabor, but I call upon him, you had kavona to throw it. Four amis, eim emoidel elabayam, maybe in such a case now when it came out to be b'shus rabin, you should be chayid. Because I call upon him, you had kavona to do the maisa of throwing four, it's tzricha. And the chidish no, Rav still holds your potter. Because I call upon him, you had asked to throw it four amis b'shus yachid. Which is a yochid is a zrika for, which is mutter. Right, it's called Yad Kavon to do a zrika deterim. If Yad Kavon to do a heter, and by mistake it came out to be an iser, Ravo, that's also called mesasik. As a regular shogig is a pshat, you know exactly what you're doing. Just either you think today is not Shabbos, or else bechlal, you don't know there's an iserite saw on Shabbos. You think you're allowed to throw even b'shus harabim. That's called shogig. But here we have das to do a heter, and according to your kavon, it really was mutter. Just by mistake, it came out with Shus Rabim, Ravol, that's mesaset that you put it. So Rashi, lo yechavon zrika diabo, o botze mehani lo yishem zrika lo. Less than four is not called a zrika at all. Havok sov, Rishus ha-yochidu, din ischavon zrika gemurum. Hey, Fishlein, when you only had kavon to throw two, I say, there you put it. Because you didn't have kavon for maise zrika. But when you had kavon to throw it four ramis, so you had kavon to do a maizes rikon. Just you sort of b'shus ha-yochid, and now it came out to be b'shus ha-rabim, but since you had kavon to do a maizes rikon, maybe be m'chayiv, k'mashmon knows to your potter. K'mashmon, all these three cases, the same achoytis, Rava holds this mesasik is potter, and Abaye holds yichayiv. And by said Allah, we pass like Rava, but this mesasik is also potter. So tomorrow, Tanan, we're on to the next Mishnah, we'll soon see it. Ovis molochos aboyim chos rachas. There are 39 ovis molochos. The Avinim born the Gemara has to cash on Minyan alomali. Why do we have to say 39? Go and count them. It soon makes the ganze cheshbon. It says all the 39. So why does the Mishnah have to say the favorite 39? Just say the cheshbon. Say each one of them. The Yomer Rabbi Yechanan. What Rabbi Yechanan said? Why does it say 39? Shemosem kulam bela mechod chayiv akolachas fiachas. It's chiddush. If you do all 39 malachas on one Shabbos, even though it's bela mechod in between, you did not know you did a ma'aseh aveira. Still, the malachas are mechulik. And Yechayev Echates for each Melochum Locha. So you could be Mechayev sometimes 39 Chatois. So much says, Vishleim Alabaya, according to Abaya, it's good how you could have a case that Yechayev 39 Chatois, the Yomar Ki Haigavna Chayev. That he says in such a case, Yechayev, Mishkachas Le Diyade Diyisura Shabbos, Viyade Lo Issa Melochis, he taught you knew there's a Shabbos, and he knew there's an Issa Melochis. Because the shalom nochemol here is that we had the Mishnah before, if the person forgot bechlal today is Shabbos, he's only chayiv one chatis. even though we did a lot of malachis, but the ikish shgogi is one shogeg, you only chayiv one katis. When are you chayiv 39 malachis? When the person knows today is Shabbos. He knows it's Shabbos. Just the only thing he forgot the malachis arasa. Now, Akashu was, if the guy forgot all 39 malachis, so what does it mean he knows it's Shabbos? It's not called Shabbos. Shabbos doesn't mean it's time you light candles. Shabbos means you have to know there's some Yisurim no get to Shabbos. So if you're shegig and all 39 malachis, how could you say the guy knows it's Shabbos? The chur that's called the shegig on Shabbos is only chayv one chattis. So Moses Bishleim, according to Abai, it's good. Bishleim, Abai, the yomah ki agav nechayiv, mishkachas lo, the yadid Yisurah Shabbos. The person taka knows the olam etetz malachis, you're not allowed to do malachis on Shabbos. He knows that. The yodah lo Yisurah malachis, the kotoy bishyurim. But the person made a mistake in the Yishurim. That's when you chayiv. Because he thought the shear is eight amos. He thought you're not allowed to, he thought that there's an Issoid saw on Shabbos, you can't carry Bashut's Rabin, but he thought you can't carry eight amos. That's the Yisur. Or else he thought a Harisha, you have to do a bigger shear Harisha. Ksira, you have to do more than a Gregris. So he thought you have to do more. And Emerson did less than that. That's called a Shegig. But according to Bai, it's not called Mesasik. According to Bai, that's called a Shegig. It's good how he's Chayav 39 Chatois. Elo the Rav of the Yamapota. But Rav says in such a case, where the person has Kavona to do less than the Shiru, that's called Mesasik. You're Potter from the Chatis. Where's the case that you're Chayav a Chatis? You have to say the person has Kavona to do the Yisamamish. So Monashok, you're saying he's a Shegig now, no Lamates Melochis. That means he did not know any Melocha. So if he did not know any malachim, heichim mishkachas lo v'zot in Shabbos v'shigas malachis. How could you have the case that such a person, the pshat, if he's a zot in by Shabbos, he knows today is Shabbos, but he's only shegig in the malachis. If he forgot all 39 malachis, he doesn't know today Shabbos. That's not called, you know, Shabbos. Knowing Shabbos means you have to know there's an issa on Shabbos. You can't do certain malachis. If the person was a shegig in all 39 malachis, that's not called, you know, Shabbos. So how was he chayiv 39 chatoyis? He should only be chayiv one chatoyis then. It's considered like he's a shegig. He doesn't know to lay a Shabbos. So the Mavaita, Honichi Sabalok Reb Yechon, if you hold like before Reb Yechon and Chita was, the Yom Achiv when Sheshavag Bekoris. Afo Pishesid Balav is Mishkachas Lo. Reb Yechon and Chiddush was before, that what's called the shegig on Shabbos? Even though you know you're not allowed to do Harish on Shabbos, you know there's such a melocha, but you think only there's a lav. You don't know there's a chiyuv koris for that malacha. That's also called the shogeg. If you do the malacha, even though you know it's awesome, but you only think there's a lav, you don't know there's koris. Now when you do it, that's called you did a b'shogeg, and you chayiv a chatis. So according to Rabbi Yechon, it's good, this person. This person talking knows today is Shabbos, and he knows the alam etes malachis, no, he thinks just there's only a lav if you do them. So if this person does the malacha, he's chayiv a chatis according to Rabbi Yechon. Is the other lele Shabbos b'lav? He knows there's an Issa Shabbos Nagei Talav in Makoponim. He just doesn't know there's a Chiyuv Koris. Eli Savalakish and Ben Lakish, but if he old like Resh Lakish, do Yama know? If a person knows that there's a Molocha, that there's a Lav, that's not called a Shogeg anymore. That's called a Mezid. If you know you're not supposed to do it, even though you think there's only a Lav, that's called a Mezid. What's called a Shogeg once Resh Lakish? A Cheyishkoig B'lav V'Koris. It has to be that you're a Shogeg, you do not know there's even a Lav. There's not even a lav to make Harisha. So Kunda says, this person did not know any one of the Lamates Malachis. He thought every Malach is Mutter. So the kasher is, the Yodah Lav is Shabbos B'nai. What is considered this person knows today is Shabbos? He's not a Shegig in the Shabbos. He's a Shegig in the Malachis. What do you mean he knows the Shabbos? What is it does he know if he's a Shegig in all Lamates Malachis? The same famous character we said before. And the Gemara, the Yodah Lav B'tchum of Alibad Rebbe Kiva. Alibad Rebbe Kiva Shita, there's an Issa to go Chutz L'tchum on Shabbos Midyaraisa. So this person knows today is Yom Shvi Shabbos. What does he know Shabbos is? What Isser? He knows there's an Isser if you walk Yud Beis Mill out of the city on Shabbos, according to Rabbi Kiva, there's an Isser Yeraisa. So that's the only thing he knows about Shabbos. All Shara Lamates Melachis is a Shogeg. He never learned there's an Isser Harisha, there's an Isser will soon see all the Lamates Melachis. So that's called a person that's Chayiv 39 Chatois. So Drashi, Mishkachas Lo, Lohosh, Nishkacha, Toiras, Call Hilcha Shabbos. We got a person forgot all the halachis. He was a shogeg and all lamates malachim in menu. But after the halacha cheshiva like kizod in Shabbos, and still it's considered like this person knows today is Shabbos. The shigras malachis, and it's only called he was a shogeg in the hilchos of the malachis. Lechiyuv ve'yakol choda to tell us the chiddush that is chayiv a special chatis for every single malacha. Kigoyin, what's the case? the Yodale the Shabbos Bisurin. He taught you know today is Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Isurim on Shabbos. He knows you are Malachas on Shabbos. No, the Torah is Shiurin. He made a mistake in the Shiur, how much of the Malachas do you have to do to be Chayi for him? Shen is Kav in the Pochas Mekashir. He had Kabon to do less than the Shiur. V'yosu Kashir, to Lekulam Yeshir. His every Malach on Shabbos has a Shiur. You know, if it's a kasher, we'll soon see the Gemara says Chayrisha is Kichayi for Kolshu. It's not really Shiur for every single one of them. Huh? But I call upon him, actually, he's less than the Kolshu. Then you have to say, according to this Rashi, you have to say, even when it says Kolshu, by showing Malachas, Kolshu also means something. Less than that is called nothing. Like we had faced before, something like that. That a Kolshu Amol also means something. A Kolshu doesn't always mean mamash, the smallest thing. Charisha means that be you do a little Charisha Yechayah. There's no Shia how much. But it has to be, I call upon him, a little bit of a Charisha. Here, a person had Kavanah to do less than that. And by accident, it came out, he did against the Harisha. So according to Abayi, Yechayiv in such a case, it's good why it's called the Shegig. He knew the Lamates Melochis, and he knew there's a Shear, how much you have to do, and he had Kavanah on all these Melochis to do less than the Shear. So he's called, he knows Shabbos, and he had Kavanah, he's called the Shegig on Shabbos. That's good. Elo L'Rova, the Yomapotor, but Rava says in such a case with a person who was Shogag in the Shear, it means he had kavon to do less than the shear, that's called masasa according to Rava. He had kavon to do a mice heter, and it came out to be an iser, that's not a chayiv chattis. So how do you have a case of chattis, where you're shregig legamri, or b'zoi heichem ishkachas lak rashi, de mechayu shum odom, al kol molochom locho, shevel amechad, how do you have a person that's chayiv o lama tes molochis, for one Shabbos? Al kochad, the case is b'zod in Shabbos. The person has to know today is Shabbos, v'shiv gas molochis. And the chilik is that you're a shogad negate to the malachas only who. You have to find such a case. For but if a case in here forgot all lamates malachas, my zodin Shabbos iku. What does that mean? He knows Shabbos. It's not called the zodin. It's not called he knows Shabbos. But ma nikoloi Shabbos m'shay yomin. With what is this day Shabbos different than shay yomin? The Rashi doesn't say claw, but you have to speak out. It's not enough to know it, but there is the yesi. Let's say the person knows Shabbos is a mitzvah to make kiddush. There's a mitzvah to light neris. As like some people, that's what they do for Shabbos. They light neris. That's the gun to Shabbos. The vice versa doesn't speak it out. But yet, that's not enough. You have to be a day of Shabbos nageyat yisurim, nageyat some lavin. See, if the person was a shogeg and all lama tes malachis, it's not called he knows Shabbos at all. So the kuri is called the shogeg. He forgot today is Shabbos, or he doesn't know about Shabbos. So in such a case, it's only chayiv one chatis, not 39 chatois. But there it says, no, he knows today, Shabbos negate to one Isun. Halibu the Rebbe Kiva, he knows you're not allowed to walk out, chutz me yudbeis meal out of the city. That's an Isun, right? The current Rebbe Kiva, that's the one case of this guy. Yeah, now we'll start on the second part of the Sechta Shabbos. Yeah. So that's the Mishnah. Ovas Molochis Aboyim Chosrachis. They are the Molochis of Shabbos, are 40 minus 1, 39 Ovas Molochis. Hazareya, the first one, if you go and plant. So Drashi, no Rashi, Hazareya, you plant. No, that's next one, right? V'hachoresh, and you plow. Now the Gemara is going to ask the Kash, l'chur is the opposite order. Usually first you plow, and then you zareya. We'll see. V'hakoitzer, good after you plow and you plant, then you cut down the tua. Ktsira, cutting off the tua, that's an av malochem. V'hamaimer, maimer is gathering together. It's after the peris fell off the tree on the floor, they're spread out, if you gather them together, put them in one pile, that's the chi of maimer. The halacha is a lot of sheet is exactly when you chayy for maimer. We hold maimer mediris is only b'mokim gidulim. That means right under the tree where the apples grew, on that mokim, the apples fall all over the floor, if you put them together in one pile, that's a malacha or maimer. It's only b'mokim gidulim, b'mokim where it grows. Mashenki, take a barrel of apples home in your house, or you have a bag of apples, and they fall out on the kitchen floor, all 20 apples fall out. How about if you pick them all up together and put them together in the bin, there wouldn't be the Issa Maimer. Because Maimer is only Bimok and Geduli where they grow on the field. But in your house, there's no Issa Maimer. Vaita Vahadash. That's if you thresh it. Vahadash, you take the tool of the wheat, and you start banging it down. Vihazoira. Then after you dash, then you take the tool and throw it up in the wind, that the wind should throw away the sheaf. You throw it up to the wind, that the wind should throw away the shaft off the wheat. Then burr is Rashi psalus biyodai. Burr means you take out the psalus with your hand. That's called Bura. So Rashi Luchur is a Chiddush, because the Gemara is going to say later, the Yikam Melechas Bura is Bekli. That there are three Chalakim to Bura. We hold any Bura is also with a Kli. You can't use like a Sif, a special Kli, to be Bura. That's an Issa D'Raisa. The Yodda, when you're doing it with your hand, then it depends. Certain times it's mutter to burr with your hands. If you take the oichel out of the psoilus to eat it right away, it's mutter. Just like Rashi says, it's also good though. Take the psoilus out, that's also wasser. But the Bissel Chiddush, why Rashi said this case, and they didn't say the ikka case of burr. The ikka case of burr is bekli. Now, biyodai also, it's a Chiddush. That if you take out the psoilus, that's the yisa burr. Then the Sfasemis wants to say that because the Gemara says that really Boirer and Zoreh is really the same type of Moloch and Dash. They're all types of Molochas of Breira. They're all types of Molochas separating the Tfuah, the wheat, from a chaff. So it's all really the same type of Molochas. So Rashi wants to say what difference this Boirer has from the other ones. That the other one is only with a Kli. It's not Shayach to make the Breira with your hand alone. Here by Boirer, I call upon him a Shayach to do a Breira with your hand alone. If you have oichel and psoilus mixed together, and you still want to take the psoilus, the bad leaves, out, that will be an issa burra with your hand. Weiter, hatoichin, grinding up food, that's also nav melocha. V'yahamarakeid, trashya marakeid means banafa, using a sifter. Of the Gemara, part of the Gemara is the kasha, hani kula chodihi, the guru, all these three are types of burra. The hazera, throwing it to the wind, that's to get the shaft away, that's being burra. Burr is mamish greira, and marakid is also a type of a burr. That's the Gemara's kasha. He de la hafris psoilus mitech oicho nasa shloshtun. All these three malachas are the same kavana, to get the psoilus, the bad part of the wheat, out of the good wheat. So the Gemara's going to speak out, ain't a chanami, it's really the same type of a malacham, but that's the Gemara law, that there are lamates malachis, so hachi kimla, each one's a separate malacha, nageti chayiv chates, each one separately. Vihalash, somebody needs an